The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, November 17, 2023. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez greeted the participants in the International Court against the U.S. blockade against Cuba, which concludes in Brussels, the seat of the European Parliament, on Friday. Rodriguez wrote on the X platform that the participants denounced the genocidal, extraterritorial, and interfering nature of this illegal policy, which is contrary to people's law. On Thursday, eminent jurists activated an international court in the European Parliament to try the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States. The Jurists Act asked judges and prosecutors and assessed the testimonies of victims of the U.S. siege against Cuba, including not only the Cubans but also European and U.S. citizens affected by the illegal policy in areas such as health, cooperation, communications, business, and others. The verdict, conclusions, and a speech by Fernando González, president of the Cuban Institute for Friendship with Peoples, is expected on the final day. The National Forecast Center of the Cuban Institute of Meteorology informed that the heavy rains hitting Cuba's eastern region will continue on Friday and Saturday. The institution reported on Cuban television that the most worrying thing is the heavy rainfalls on already saturated soil that could cause further flooding. A trough over southeastern Cuba with an extensive area of clouds is producing showers and thunderstorms. Tropical cyclonic development in the Western Caribbean, where Jamaica and Haiti are already experiencing heavy rains, should not be ruled out. The National Civil Defense General Staff, the Institute of Meteorology, and the National Institute of Hydraulic Resources keep a watchful eye on this situation. Cuban People's Supreme Court President Rubén Remigio Ferro continues his three-day visit to Laos this Friday with a working visit to the Luang Prabang province. Located some 425 kilometers north of the city, Luang Prabang is famous for its many Buddhist temples and became the country's first capital until 1975. Considered the major tourist destination in Laos, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization declared Luang Prabang a World Heritage Site in 1995. Remigio Ferro and his companions visited the Provincial and District 1 People's Courts, toured places of interest, and met with Kamkum Chantavisuk, governor and member of the Central Committee of the Lao People's Revolutionary Party. The Cuban jurist delegation will return to Vientiane on Saturday to visit the Food and Drug Research Center at the Ministry of Health before leaving for Vietnam. The 25th week of Italian culture in Cuba began in the Cuban capital with a tribute to the centenary of the birth of journalist and writer Italo Calvino and the 120th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The meeting will be held as of this day until November 27, with the presence of various initiatives and a broader discourse of social-cultural interrelation. According to recent statements by the Italian ambassador to Cuba, Roberto Villano, and the cultural counselor and deputy chief of mission, Guglielmo Pirone, this year's event is linked to activities that have been taking place in this capital for several months, like the celebration in October of Italo Calvino Centennial, several actions to promote Italian cuisine, and the Havana Classica International Festival, among other events. The 25th week of Italian culture in Cuba will close with a chamber music concert by the Chagall Trio on Monday, November 27, at the San Francisco de Assis Convent. The International Tribunal to judge the U.S. blockade against Cuba will issue its verdict in Brussels this Friday after analyzing the denunciations and evidence on the human and economic impact of that siege and its extraterritorial scope. Yesterday, on the opening day of the Brussels headquarters of the European Parliament, the prosecution introduced its arguments in the trial, followed by the testimonies of witnesses who denounced with concrete cases the damages caused by Washington to the island and the consequences for companies and citizens of third countries. Among the depositions, physical or by video messages, were those of Cuban mothers of children and cancer patients about the difficulties faced by the government in acquiring of the children. From the United States, the organization Bridges of Love shared with the International Tribunal the obstacles in its humanitarian work, while the French association Cuba Coop explained how difficult it is to transfer money to the Antillean nation to carry out cooperation projects for local socio-economic development due to the blockade. For their part, Spanish and Italian businessmen criticized the siege policy applied by Washington, which, in addition to asphyxiating the island's economy, is increasing the cost of its commercial activities, causing the closing of accounts and severely attacking competitiveness. The chief judge in the case, the German expert in international law, Norman Page, said that the tribunal convened by political, social, and jurist organizations from Europe and the United States will seek to identify whether the blockade violates international laws and which ones are transgressed with its extraterritorial scope. And in the international agenda, we have that today, the month of November registers in El Salvador 12 days without homicides, according to Seed Gallup survey that showed almost 9 out of 10 Salvadorans feeling the improvement in security issues. The number of days without murders in El Salvador continues to increase and maintains the trend so far this year, according to official data released by the National Civil Police in the early hours of this month. Under the government of President Nayib Bukele, a total of 488 days with zero homicides were achieved, of which 378 were reached between March 27, 2022 to date, under the context of the exception regime extended 20 times in El Salvador. The security issue was impacted this week by news of the arrest by FBI agents at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, coming from Mexico, of Elmer Canales Rivera, alias Crook, in Mexico, which brought to light alleged government links to gangs. Meanwhile, the Costa Rican Ministry of Health warned the population about the use of electronic cigarettes in minors and recalled the provision that bans the sale to this age group. Worldwide, lately, there have been events linking the use of electronic nicotine delivery systems, similar systems without nicotine, and electronic devices that use heated tobacco and analog technologies with lung diseases and even cases of death. For this reason, a statement by the Costa Rican Ministry of Health reminds and warns the population about the harmful effects associated with the use of these devices. This year, the Costa Rican Social Security Fund confirmed the first case of lung injury associated with the use of electronic cigarettes and vaporizers, which affected a minor. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.